Well, let's check the boys' state basketball tournament action from yesterday as we start this morning. Defense and rebounding helped Western Christian advance in the Class 2A first-round action. Despite shooting only 40% for the game, the Wolfpack never trailed in a 56-42 win over Kemper Catholic.
The bottom line I felt on the game was that we played some really tough defense, and I really think that was what kept us going tonight and kept us in the game against this team, because they, like I said, they played very well, but our defense was outstanding.
That's Western Christian coach Jim Eckhoff, who said that Kemper Catholic had a pretty good defensive game plan.
I really would like to give Carol Kemper a lot of credit for how hard they played, how well they played. They had a great defensive game plan against us. They played really, really well. I thought they played better than what I had seen them play on tape and things like that.
Jesse Jansma led the Wolfpack with 14 points. Dustin Mara had 12, and Josh Van Lingen had 12 points and 14 rebounds.
Well, that's huge. I mean, whenever you come down here, you got to have balance. You can't just have one player score all the time, because then they can just key on it. And we have a really good balance in our team, so that should help us out as we keep going on.
Kemper Catholic coach Sean Minahan said a 42-33 rebounding advantage by Western Christian was a big factor in the outcome.
The number one key to victory is winning the rebounding battle, and we weren't able to do that. I remember the halftime stat, they had 14 second chance points in the first half. We limited them to just three in the second. So that cleaned it up, got much better, and I mean, that was kind of the deciding factor that what gave them the lead.
Matt Dentlinger had 12 points and 11 rebounds, along with 7 block shots to lead the Knights as they finished with a record of 18-7 on the season. Also in 2A first-round action yesterday, it was Anamosa downing Des Moines Christian 74-60 to advance. Class 3A first-round action yesterday saw two-time defending champion Wallert Catholic a 79-74 winner over MOC Floyd Valley. Sheraton advanced with a 64-50 win over Solon. Cedar Rapids Xavier, a 58-47 winner over Spirit Lake. And Pella clobbered Perry 94-54, the final. Class 4A first-round action on the agenda for today in Des Moines. The action won't start until this afternoon, though. At 1:05 today, it's Dowling Catholic facing West Des Moines Valley. A couple of crosstown rivals battling in the first round of the 4A tournament. Pleasant Valley will play Dubuque Senior at 2:45. Then tonight, Abraham Lincoln will be in action at 6:35 as the Lynx will face Cedar Falls. Abe Lincoln is a 22-1 record on the year. Cedar Falls 19-4 on the season entering today's contest. Then late tonight, it's Des Moines Hoover against Iowa City West in the final game of the first round of that tournament. Well, 4 teams have played their way into the 68-team NCAA tournament that starts next week. Jordan Faust scored 16 points, and Green Bay wrapped up a spot in the NCAAs for the first time since 1996 as they beat Wright State 78-69 in the Horizon League title game. Fairleigh Dickinson wins the Northeast Conference by beating Wagner 87-79. That's their 5th time, first since 2005, though, in the NCAAs for Fairleigh Dickinson. South Dakota State beat North Dakota State 67-59 to win the Summit League title, as the Jackrabbits, who are in the NCAA tournament now for the 3rd time in 5 years. And also Gonzaga is going to the NCAA tourney for the 18th straight year and the 17th, or for the 18th time in the 17th straight year under Mark Few, as the Zags beat St. Mary's 85-75 to win the West Coast Conference tournament. Also in tournament play yesterday in college basketball, first round action in the Atlantic Coast Conference saw NC State beat Wake Forest 75-72, and Florida State beat Boston College 88-66. In the Big Sky Conference first round, Portland State over Northern Colorado 74-67. North Dakota beat Southern Utah 85-80. Sacramento State over Montana State 79-75. Eastern Washington beat Northern Arizona 74-52. Conference USA first-round action saw Florida Atlantic beat Texas San Antonio 82-58. In the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference first round, it was Morgan State over Maryland Eastern Shore 65-58. North Carolina Central beat Howard 68-66. In the Southwestern Athletic Conference first round, Mississippi Valley State beat Grambling State 87-73, and Alabama A&M a winner over Arkansas Pine Bluff by a final of 61-53. Well, Jared Uthoff and Peter Jock have dominated the headlines for the Hawkeyes this season, but Iowa might not be headed to its third straight NCAA tournament, a feat it hadn't accomplished over two decades, without senior point guard Mike Gasell. Gasell, whose successful recruitment was a crucial building block in Coach Fran McCaffrey's rebuilding job, has grown from a four-star prep to an unheralded star and a steadying presence for the 20th-ranked Hawkeyes. They open up league tournament play tomorrow against either Minnesota or Illinois in second-round Big Ten Conference action. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm is looking forward to his first experience at the Big 12 Conference Tournament in Kansas City. The 21st-ranked Cyclones are the sixth seed, and they'll play third-seeded Oklahoma in Thursday night's quarterfinals.
The atmosphere will be terrific. It's probably the most supported, or if not the most supported, conference tournament in the country. It seats about 20,000. We'll have about 15,000 Cyclone fans in there Thursday night, and the atmosphere will be electric. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
Iowa State has enjoyed plenty of success in Kansas City. The Cyclones will be in search of their third straight tournament title this week.
They love the atmosphere. They know what they've done is a terrific accomplishment. You know, Matt Monte's never lost there. They're 6-0. And so, you know, those guys are going to go in with a great deal of confidence. They're the biggest thing. They don't talk about the games as much as they just talk about the atmosphere and they're just being so good and our support base and fan base being so good up there.
Sixth-seeded Iowa State could face a difficult road to the title.
If you look at the road, I mean, you could legitimately beat, and if you went through seed, it'd be Oklahoma, West Virginia, Kansas. I mean, that's three top, 10 teams, you know, to win it. And so, you know, I think any one of several teams could win it. Our league's really good, top to bottom.
Iowa State finished the regular season 21-10. They split a pair of games with the Sooners this season. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have postponed the second opinion on shortstop Johnny Peralta's injured left thumb until today. Peralta was at Roger Dean Stadium Tuesday and didn't specify why he had not gone to St. Louis for an additional exam. General manager John Mozeliak said earlier in the week that the team would have more information on Wednesday. Peralta said the thumb felt the same and didn't appear overly worried about the exam. His biggest concern was gripping a bat. He left the stadium holding several items in his left hand. Peralta said All-Star catcher Yadier Molina, who had two thumb operations in the offseason, advised him that it might be better to get the surgery out of the way rather than have that injury linger. On the field yesterday, Michael Wacha gave up a run over two innings in his first start of the exhibition season as the Cards beat a Minnesota Twins split squad 5-3. The right-hander, who led the Cards with 17 wins last season, Wacha allowed singles to Brian Dozier and Eduardo Escobar starting the first. Joe Mauer followed with a run-scoring double-play grounder. Wacha gave up just those two hits in all. In what became a real bee game at a spring training yesterday, a swarm of bees briefly delayed the Kansas City Royals' 3-2 win over the Colorado Rockies. Edinson Volquez threw three hitless innings for the Royals, but those insects caused the biggest buzz. They sent Kansas City manager Ned Yost, members of his coaching staff, and fans scurrying early in the exhibition matchup at Surprise Stadium. Yost and his coaches like to sit on folding chairs outside the dugout, and the bees caused them to duck for cover. The bees were removed in a plastic trash bag after the top of the third inning. Lowell Hutchinson, a retired beekeeper from St. Joseph, Missouri, came out of the stands to assist in gathering them. With the scarcity of honeybees, Yost implored that the bees be saved and not exterminated. By the way, Bubba Starling hit a two-run inside-the-park homer in the Royals' sixth off of Jason Mott. Paulo Orlando also homered for Kansas City. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press that the Chiefs and Tom Bahali have agreed to a three-year contract to keep the veteran linebacker in Kansas City. That person spoke anonymously because the deal hasn't been announced. The 32-year-old Holly is coming off his fifth consecutive Pro Bowl despite practicing on a limited basis much of the season because of a troublesome knee. He also had a broken thumb late in the year. Still, the Chiefs' former first-round pick finished with 6.5 sacks while starting 14 of the 15 games that he played. That gave him 86 for his career, matching Neil Smith for the most in franchise history. And also in football news, receiver Calvin Johnson's retired from the Detroit Lions. The 30-year-old issued a statement announcing his decision to walk away from the NFL after 9 seasons with the Lions. Johnson had 88 receptions for 1,214 yards and 9 touchdowns last season. He leaves the game with 731 career receptions for over 11,600 yards and 83 touchdowns. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.